Pierce Brown, fourth place. I was talking to Enzo earlier. Yeah. You just had to look for a guy to make a mistake. You did it, and he got you. Yeah. But, man, it just wasn't a lot going on out there passing-wise.
No, it was, for a Triple Crown, a pretty mellow night, I'd say. I was consistent all night, but consistently bad, I'd say. Fourth, fifth for fourth overall. Wanted more. Started the day really good. Qualifying, I just needed that speed in the main, but just wasn't as comfortable as I was in the morning. So we're just gonna go back, regroup, and then make some adjustments for next round. We got another weekend off, I think.
I was gonna bring this up to you. You were really fast in the qualifying in the morning. Track was a little bit more traction, a little more water on it. You think that made a difference? You were happier in those conditions?
Yeah, I was happier for sure. The second qualifier, it was fresh prep, so track was sick. The first qualifier was a little bit worse, but somehow it was faster. But I felt great both qualifiers, and even in free practice. But once the main started, I just lost confidence in the whoops. They were a little bit edgier, I'd say, than in qualifying, so that's kind of where I lost some of my time all night.
It was really the key for everyone's race is those things, like, 'cause everyone else was doing split lane looked like right was the, or the left I should say, was the best way, and
nobody was going right in the split lane, so it was a pretty, I mean, I wouldn't say basic track, it was difficult, but the whoops were pretty much like the only spot to make up time, I'd say. Everybody was doing the same rhythms, track was slick, so you had to be mindful of that. Overall, fourth, not stoked, but step in the right direction, I'd say.
Yeah, it could be worse, right?
Yeah. Could be worse.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, thank you.